Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. Today we visit the English city of Bristol, a destination that has gradually become better known for its culinary treats. Brian Isles of Eat Walk Talk Bristol shows Monocle's Matilda Marozzi around the city's Southville neighbourhood.
Bristol's the sixth largest city in England. We're very, very much centred in the southwest. Our identity is based on the food and farming around here. So you can get local cheese, you can get local meat.
And we're in Southville at the moment. Can you tell me why you've brought me to this area?
I've come to Southville because I think it's a little bit different. Most people who've heard of Bristol will probably think about Clifton, which is the sort of well-to-do area where the suspension bridge is, or they might know about Stokes Croft, but actually, Southville is one of the fastest growing areas. It definitely is a food hub, and it's an exciting place to be. And it feels a little bit relaxed and arty to me, and I like just to come and walk along and see what's new, because it's always changing.
Can you tell me about where we are right now in, I believe it's an old tobacco factory?
Yeah, it's actually called the Tobacco Factory. Originally, it's where people treated tobacco and then turned it in cigarettes. It was actually derelict for about 40 years. Our local mayor took it on as a project in a belief that we could reinvigorate the area. And it's been going now for about 20 years. It's an interesting art space. It's got its own restaurant. You can see comedy, you can see theatre. And if those things aren't happening, just come and have a nice drink from one of the local breweries.
Is there a lot of local beers and ciders that you can get in the area?
I'm very much a fan of the local beer. There's 15 craft breweries in Bristol at the moment. I'm drinking something from the Bristol Beer Factory, which is probably only about 400 yards away from here. There's some really interesting beers coming out of Bristol. And cider has been here forever. It's one of the core elements of Somerset. I love the Tobacco Factory. You can eat here, you can drink here, you can watch theatre. And then there's literally 20 yards away, you can go to a fantastic restaurant called the Tali Cafe. Serves amazing, healthy Indian food. So it's a real tie-in to something created in Bristol. They're both set up by people born in Bristol who've gone on to do really good things.
We've just walked literally across the road from the Tobacco Factory. Where are we now?
We're outside the Souk Kitchen. It's an amazing, I guess it's a twist of North African, Middle Eastern food. They specialise in meze. It's very family driven. They do fantastic food. We're outside and the smell is driving me crazy right now. But it's a really comfortable place. They do fantastic brunch, but also just really, really great quality meze. You come, you sit, you take your time and enjoy it. I think that talks a lot to Bristol. Bristol is really, I think, laid back. We have some fantastic posh restaurants and three Michelin stars. But it's this place that is the heart of Bristol in that you can just come, read the newspaper, enjoy fabulous brunch or great dinner, and then go and do something else.
Where are you going to take us next?
I think we're going to go to the Burger Joint, which is a really interesting place, again, founded in Bristol. It's based on a really great burger and the ability to do whatever you want with it. There's thriving and doing well, because I think sometimes choice is really what Bristolians love.
So we've walked a few hundred metres up North Street and we're outside the Burger Joint. Can you tell me a bit more about the restaurant?
It's founded in Bristol on a really simple principle that if you serve a really great burger, that simplicity should be enough to make customers like you. And then why predisposed to tell everyone what they should have on it by creating ones? So they've worked really hard and they've made it a step-by-step process, and you can have it, you can have beef, you can have lamb, you can have chicken, but as your starting point. But then you can pretty much choose from anything on the menu, as many toppings as you like, so it's fantastic value, and build your own combinations. And burgers always cook pink. Drives me crazy if someone decides to murder the meat. But ultimately, you want a lot of choice, and Burger Joint provides you with that. It's really cool.
I'm looking at the menu, and you can choose your bun, you know, brioche, gluten-free, or no bun even. And there's your standard actual burgers if you want beef, or they've got Welsh lamb. But I see they've also got venison or deer meat, wild boar, kangaroo, mushroom, garlic, and herbs. So they've got a bit creative with the things you can have in the middle. It's not just your standard beef burger joint.
Kangaroo ones and venison are latest additions. It's changed. They've sort of diversified, I think, a little bit because they're always looking to do something different. People are interested in those things, and Bristol has a really health-orientated culture, but also a really experimental one. It's an opportunity to come and try something you might not do at home, and they've really stretched their menu to try and keep their customers happy. And I think because they've expanded a little bit lately, they're onto the third restaurant now. People must like what they're doing.
So can you just describe where we are now, Brian?
We're at the Malago, which is on North Street. It's a really lovely, I guess I'd describe it as a gastropub, but not with the negative connotations of what go with that. It's just a pub that wants to do really good food in a fairly contemporary style, focusing around fish, focusing around game, and just relatively straightforward cooking with a real delicacy around the ingredients, well cooked, well presented to people who don't just want to go and sit in a pub and have a pint of bitter, but want to get something good to eat that's slightly away from what you'd get in a, your normal pub in the UK. And there's been a real growth in street markets in Bristol. There's one now, two on a Thursday. I don't know why Thursday's so popular.
Now the area we're in at the moment, Brian, Cargo, is it still Southville that we're in?
Yeah, it's the very southern tip of Southville. We're right next to the water. You can look across and see people paddleboarding. It's like we're in the Med or somewhere exotic. But ultimately, we are still in very much the south of Southville. That means we're less than a mile away from the very centre of Bristol too. It's an amazing development. Everything is a cargo container pulled together. We're lucky enough to be in Box E with the chef, Elliot Lidstone, and truly phenomenal modern European food in a fantastic environment that is a container and seats just 17 people.
Well, so why don't we go and meet the chef?
Yeah.
Can you tell me a bit about how you ended up at Box E?
So we were looking for a restaurant in Bristol for about 2 years. Eventually we found Wapping Wharf. We spoke to the managing director of Umberslade, who put the place, put it all together, and just sort of fitted all the bill, really. Small enough for us to do it ourselves. An exciting area, and yeah, it's exciting to be part of.
And when people come to your restaurant, what do you want them to leave having remembered? What about the restaurant do you want them to come away with?
Ideally anything they want to, really. I mean, the food's seasonal, super fresh. We chop and change the menu quite often, so it's the sort of place you can come again and again, make it any kind of occasion you want to, really.
And what do you suggest we try today?
We love the raw fillet of beef from a local butcher. Chopped with horseradish and watercress, or I've got a lovely cod dish on with a summer vegetable pisto.
I think we're gonna have to eat al fresco because
they're
in their busiest period at the moment. Yeah, that's cool. Thanks.
We have to go ahead
outside
into the
elements. You literally bump into everything.
Hi, my name's Tess. I'm the co-owner of Boxy. I work out the front, and Elliot, our chef, is my husband.
And can you tell us what we've got in front of us at the moment?
To start you off, you have a little light starter of some beautiful 48-day-aged raw fillet of beef, some fresh horseradish and some beautiful fresh watercress as well, whipped butter with seaweed and salt and some beautiful fresh white loaf.
Thanks so much. Shall we have a taste?
Dive in, yes.
It's quite a delicate flavour, isn't it? So you've got the raw beef with some capers and cress, and it almost melts in your mouth. How would you describe the flavour?
Yeah, I think it is really subtle. It's, I think when you cook meat, sometimes you end up tasting the grill, or you taste the way you cook it. This is incredibly simple. It's just a really delicate flavour of beef with, you know, a really light dressing. It's a little caper dressing. It's got slight acidity to it, and if I'm looking correctly, it's got a little grating of I think it's Parmesan as well, just to give it a tiny edge to it. It's a really simple dish based on an amazing ingredient, and all the best chefs realise that the ingredient is far more than they ever will be, and if you know anything, you don't mess with it. and that's what they've done here.
The whipped butter looks magnificent as well. It almost looks like an ice cream scoop with some herbs and salt on it, so I might try that next.
It's really good. They make their own bread.
The whipping, it really does change the texture of it in your mouth, doesn't it? And with the seaweed on top, it's you can, and the butter is flavorful. It's not something bland that you use to stick bread together, is it?
No, I think it's I mean, butter sometimes can be an overwhelming flavor that dominates either a dish or, in this case, just the incidental piece of bread that someone's given you. This is really nice. It's got a lovely soft mouth feel, and ultimately the seaweed, I think, just brings it to life a bit. It works really well with the bread, which is cut really thinly, and it's just a really accentuating dish to go with the beef. It's perfect. It's the perfect accompaniment.
And we've just had another dish come out to us, a beautifully cooked piece of fish with some broth. Can you tell us what we've got?
So this is cod with a summer vegetable pistou with some bolotti beans and some rainbow chard as well.
Dive in, I'm going to let you have the spoon as well.
So I've just tried the piece of cod. It is served over a beautiful soup and the still really crispy skin and melt in your mouth fish. Usually when you get cod in the UK, it's as fish and chips, but having it like that, I don't know, I want to have it battered and deep fried again. What do you think, Brian?
No, we're on the water, so, and I can smell the fish and chip shop that is literally just around the corner. And even though that's run by a Michelin starred chef, I'd still happily have my cod this way every time. It's really delicate again. It's got great seasoning and every accompaniment really just talks to late spring, early summer here. And it's a really lovely broth with beans and peas and fresh herbs, and it just brings the dish to life. But the cod is the star. It's perfectly cooked. I wouldn't want it any other way.
And if you could take one thing away from the Bristol food scene in Southville, what do you think people will remember?
I just think it's a really laid-back sort of experience. Everywhere is comfortable rather than overly sort of pretentious. No one goes about food with the intention of making you feel small, like you don't know what you're talking about, or trying to prove something to you. For the most part, restaurants here are really focused on having a good experience, and I think that comes really naturally. And you really do feel it in the food as well.
This has been episode number 65 of Food Neighbourhoods. Our guides for Southville in Bristol were Brian Isles and Monaco's Matilda Marozzi. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thank you for listening and bye for now.